Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Extremely local news from Block Club Chicago Now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella joins us now. And Jen, let's talk first about Chicago restaurants offering free discounted meals during this snap freeze. And we've heard about Manny's, but there are more, aren't there?
Yes, good morning, Bob. There are restaurants across the city that are giving out free meals due to this pause in SNAP funding. I know they announced yesterday they're going to give out some of the funding, but it doesn't sound like basically a lot of people are without meals. So from Polly G's in Logan Square to Penelope's Vegan Taqueria in Pilsen, there's people giving out food every day, full meals to anyone in need. We have a full list of who's giving out meals so far at blockclubchicago.org. It's usually during specific times per day, so you can go check out the full list there. And more restaurants are signing on to do this every day. It's just a really great example of Chicagoans stepping up to take care of one another.
Yeah, Lou Malnati's has joined in that great campaign now as well. Faith leaders have again been denied entry to the Broadview ICE facility. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, if you were out in Broadview this Saturday, you may have seen a mass of between 800 and 1,000 people sitting out there and doing a mass outside the detention facility. Religious leaders used to be able to go into this facility. It's actually not a detention facility. It's supposed to be a temporary holding facility. So people are only supposed to be in there for, you know, an hour or two, but they're being held there for days at a time. The faith leaders used to go in and give communion to people who are being held there. They used to, you know, give them religious counseling. But they have applied multiple times to the Department of Homeland Security to get in, and they are being denied entry. And after a lawsuit was filed alleging horrific conditions in the facility, these priests and reverends who showed up on Saturday expressed extreme concern for the safety of people inside. And they were really questioning, why are we not being allowed in here? Like, what don't they want us to see? So they did hold the mass outside. And they said they will continue to try to get in to be able to give communion and counsel to people in the facility in Broadview.
There was a program that temporarily banned cars for quite a few Sundays this past year along a section of Milwaukee Avenue. And apparently it was a success because they're going to do it again, aren't they?
They are. It was dubbed Meet Me on Milwaukee. And once a month it closed Milwaukee Avenue to traffic between Damon and North Avenue for 7 hours. And businesses on the corridor said they were packed. They saw a boost in sales. People would bike and walk and run over or take public transit over to the area. We have a lot of photos of the streets just being really packed with people. So it will be happening again next summer. So it's a success, and this is supposed to be a model for other business corridors as well. As small businesses are struggling across the city, they're coming up with different ways to get people to come out, and this way, they say, was a success.
But it's only going to be once a month, right? They're not going to increase it? Is that it?
Exactly. Business owners said they worry that if they increase it to more than once a month, that the kind of it'll lose its luster and fewer people will come out. And they don't want to fully like ban people who from pulling up and parking in front of their business and picking up something. So this kind of is a good mix. It's just once a month, you have the pedestrian day, and then they have the rest of the time open to traffic.
They had some construction on Lincoln, the 4700 block of North Lincoln Avenue and Lincoln Square, and they cut that off to traffic for a few weeks when they were doing this construction project. And we're hearing that the neighbors liked that. So maybe without the construction project, they'll do that again next year. What do you think?
Yeah, especially like with that little part of Lincoln Square with the, you know, the cobblestone. It's a very like old school area. A couple people complained about it, a couple business owners, but for the most part, people said it was a hit and they really felt free to, you know, walk down the middle of the street with their strollers and their kids, and their kids could ride their bikes over there. And it is a very walkable community. So we'll see what happens moving forward on Lincoln Avenue as well.
Yeah, it is a neighborhood that's, I think, perfect for that. More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a nice day, Jen.
You too. Thanks, Bob.